Sorry, everyone. I was busy preparing the PowerPoint for today's meeting. If you'd all be seated, we can begin.
Dude! Are you wearing a suit?
Actually, I'm wondering why you are all wearing cloaks when it is clearly not Casual Friday. And even then, I do not think they would be appropriate, but that is beside the point. ISO 9000 is next week, so we must prepare our presentation. If you will direct your attention to the PowerPoint, you'll notice a definite rise in
our sounds cost, which is sane!
I'm scared!
What could make him act this way?
Well, brain trauma could cause a change in speech pattern.
I would also like
perhaps
to draw
he got stroke.
That doesn't make sense.
Clearly he's been abducted by aliens! This is a pod person, or pod on person, meant to confuse us and make us vulnerable to the alien mind control broadcast! Quick, get on your tin hats and catch colds!
That makes even less sense.
I would prefer to ignore this as we usually have, but they are threatening to start a union, which would be bad for all of us since we use them as
using a chart.
For all of our
that is not even a pie chart. And it makes marketing sense.
I'm scared. Hold me, Patrick.
Oh my pagan god. You're right, Lexaeus. If he's sane, he might make us do actual work!
I'm glad that you are all as impressed with the results of our surveys, correct to plus or minus 3 points.
Axel,
now, I have recently
what will we do?
To our
and he tells us the I've never done real work, other than that t-shirt factory or turning tricks in Twilight Town. Those are good times.
Maybe we should call Dr. Diz!
No!
Dr. Diz is nothing but trouble. Dr. Diz is a plague upon this castle, and everyone in it.
It's doctor time!
Where the hell did you come from?
You summoned me by saying my name 3 times. It's right here in the contractual napkin.
That doesn't make sense!
Let me get out my Happy Meal tricorder. I see. Very interesting. Fascinating.
What is the diagnosis, Herr Doctor?
According to these stickers and randomly flashing LEDs, he is a duck! That's right, he's a duck in a man costume. Chicken Boo has nothing on this son of a bitch. Come out of there, foul-feathered beastie! I'll flog you like I flogged Scrooge McDuck, the rich bastard.
What about those strange yet stylish cufflinks?
What? Wait a moment. By Mike Rose Tiara. Disney corporate mind control cufflinks.
That doesn't make sense. Actually, yes it does.
These were banned at the Geneva Convention in 1925 in the wild barbaric regions of Switzerland. I was there, you see, hiding under the table and tying everyone's shoes.
What about shoes?
Quiet, podophile. I was personally invited there by Henry Dunant. Oh, Henry. So wrongfully robbed of the gold medal prize of the Sciences Morales at the Paris World's Fair. His massive beard was filled with an entire colony of pygmies that had discovered the means to communicate by primitive Morse code using Henry's own dental fillings. Unfortunately, they had very little to say, and what was recorded was terribly self-absorbed. But I maintain that should be more than enough to win you the prize. Not that anyone asked me. No one ever does.
So, if we remove the cufflinks, he'll go back to normal.
We should let him keep the suit, though. He looks so very dashing. Like a corporate warrior straight from the pages of the Armani Falcathedral.
Stand aside, then, citizens. I will perform the cufflink ectomy. Come here, you!
We will be getting a large return on our taxes. And when I put the earmuffs on the cookie, I will be able to exact my revenge of Larry King and Stephen Hawking and Dean Koontz.
Yay!
Power of science has prevailed.
Roxas, come here, give me a kiss.
Oh, are we having a party? Was I invited? Well, I am now. I'm inviting myself, my very well-dressed self.
Thank you, Dr. Diz, for everything.
No need to thank me, young sitar hero, for the Atari 5200. Now I must away to spend some quality time with these cufflinks and their deceptively cute Mickey symbol. Oh, Mickey, you devious, manipulative, magnificent bastard.
None of that made sense.